The director of Voces de la Frontera says a new driver's card provision in the state budget will raise revenues and improve public safety in the state. Christine Ortiz Newman says the bill fixes a hole in the federal ID law passed in 2007 that gave states the right to issue these cards. She says it benefits both undocumented state residents and those who have legal status but don't yet have Social Security numbers.
The biggest public benefit is obviously the fact that people will now be able to be tested and licensed. So that means you take your eye examination, you take your driving exam, it means you know the rules of the road, it means you have access to auto insurance in case of an accident. You know, that's going to bring down the cost of insurance because you have a larger pool of people and you bring down accidents and obviously preventable deaths.
But opponents of the provision, like Republican Assemblyman Scott Souter, say it's the wrong step to take at a time when the state is facing a $5 billion deficit.
It's bizarre to me to develop a new program for illegal aliens when at the same time the Joint Finance Committee is shutting down Department of Motor Vehicle locations in northern Wisconsin. The constituents I represent are going to get less service, but illegal aliens are going to get driver's licenses and more service with more employees.
Still, supporters of the driver's card say the fees immigrants would pay to get them could generate as much as $1 million in the first year of its implementation. The bill is part of the budget, which must still get the approval of both houses of the state legislature. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.